Blog Talk Radio.
Climacophobia, the fear of climbing stairs. It's surprising there's a term for it, but if you have chronic hip pain, it's easy to relate to. But you shouldn't have to. At the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center, our minimally invasive techniques allow many patients to go back home within 24 hours and get back to everyday tasks, like walking up the stairs. More reasons to trust the number one hospital in LA for joint replacements. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 or visit our website.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. To check out the blog, please go to www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. Once again, that's www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot. That's blogspot.com. To check out the radio show, if you're on the blog site, there's a badge link there where you can either listen to the show right there on the blog or go to the radio page. And to go there directly, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can also check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, which is a show here on Blog Talk Radio hosted by my good friend Cassandra Calloway. She has great shows, and she has other great shows as a part of her network. But you can check out my show every second and third Sunday. You can check that out by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. That's C-A-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D. To contact me, two ways in which to do so. One, by email at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. Once again, that's thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. And you can call me on Skype. Skype name is Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Once again, Skype name Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. I also have Facebook and Twitter pages for you to check out. You can go to that by going to facebook.com/richsister and twitter.com/richsister. Once again, that's facebook.com/richsister and twitter.com/richsister. And you can check out my live stream channel. You can go to that by going to www.livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, that's www.livestream, that's livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. Welcome you all here today. I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. I see Zurian Bennett in the chat room. Thank you for joining me today, Zurian. I welcome you to check out his show sometime. He has a great show here on Blog Talk Radio called The Zurian Show. And I recommend you check that out by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Zurian. And that's spelled Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E. So he has a great show here on BTR, so I welcome you to check that out. So I welcome you all here today. We are going to continue with part two. Part two, is masturbation of God? And if you missed yesterday's show, definitely check that out. Check part one out. And this is what we're exploring today. Because kind of like what I talked about yesterday, with so much about relationships, especially dealing with black women, the good old why black women single, you know. Read an article once in the news talking about, is the church keeping black women single? I mean, all this stuff. You got that right, Zurin. Have my hands full, because it's not discussed in the church. And that's my whole point, is the church, it can be kind of surfacey. You think about all our emotional issues, our mental issues, sexual issues. And this is one issue that does not get touched. Or if it does, it's one-sided. And we just want to continue on. I'm going to read this part two of this blog. And definitely check out yesterday's show if you missed it. I'm going to read part two of this blog. Now, today's part two is called Masturbation, So What's the Way Out? And these blogs are written by a pastor, Pastor Brad Bigney. And to read his info again, Brad has been a pastor and husband for 25 years. And serves as a conference speaker, NANC certified biblical counselor, and blissfully married husband to his dear wife, Vicky. They also have 5 children. He is a graduate of Columbia Biblical Seminary, and has been serving as the senior pastor of Grace Fellowship Evangelical Free Church in Florence, Kentucky, since 1996. So that's a little about his background. So we're going to get right into this part two. Okay. So we're going to get into part two and read this second part of the blog. It's called Masturbation, So What's the Way Out? We need to understand that every act starts with a thought. Some struggling against masturbation doesn't just try to avoid masturbation. They learn to avoid the earliest thoughts that lead to it. That's why Proverbs 4:23 says, guard with your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. As the mind goes, so goes our actions. Proverbs 23:7 adds, for a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We have to guard against thoughts like, I deserve a little pleasure. Nobody appreciates me. My wife doesn't respond to me the way I wish. My husband doesn't respond to me, goes both ways. We're the ones who decide where we're going to park our minds. Too many people are living their lives in an unconscious stupor, giving little or no attention at all to what's going on in their heart and mind, thinking it doesn't really matter unless they act on it. But this way of thinking and living makes us very vulnerable. We're a high risk candidate for serious sexual sin if we don't get a hold of our thought life and reign in it. That's why the Bible teaches that we have to take control of our thoughts, because those thoughts feed our emotions, and those emotions in turn drive our actions. That's why the Bible goes after the mind so much. Colossians 3, 1 and 2 tells us, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on these things. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. The Message paraphrase says, if you're so serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. I want to welcome Ebony Empress into the chat room. Welcome, Ebony. Thank you so much for joining me today. Continue reading. It was Patrick Morley who said, quote, some people have spectacular failures where in an instant they abruptly burst into flames, crash, and burn. But the more common way people get into trouble evolves from hundreds of tiny decisions. Decisions that go undetected, that slowly, like water tapping on a rock, wears down a person's character. Not blatantly or precipitously, but subtly over time, we get caught in a web of cutting corners and compromise, self-deceit, and wrong thinking, which goes unchallenged by anyone in our lives. We need to understand that masturbation and all sexual sin is just a counterfeit to real intimacy that starts with God. Apart from God's redemptive work, we hide from him and from each other, longing for intimacy but afraid to be known. Sexual encounters, private or shared, will never feel the God-shaped void inside every single one of us. It's God we're looking for. The sexual relationship was meant to demonstrate the intimacy and oneness that we have first with God through Christ. That's why sexual relations in the Bible is described as being known. Genesis 4:1 says, Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain. With the private pleasure of masturbation, who is really knowing anyone else? The isolation of masturbation itself is a tip-off that we've wandered from God's original good design from sexual pleasure. Back in 1943, C.S. Lewis gave a critique of the sexual confusion he saw in his culture. And you'd think he wrote it last week. Quote, the sexual appetite is ludicrous and preposterous excess of its function. You can get a large audience together for a striptease act. Now suppose you came to a country where you can fill a theater by simply bringing a covered plate onto the stage and then slowly lifting the cover so as to let everyone see, just before the lights went out, that it contained a mutton chop or a bit of bacon. You would not think that in that country something had gone wrong with the appetite for food. Later, Lewis paints a greater word picture for this when he says, quote, you must not isolate sexual pleasure and try to get it by itself any more than you ought to try to get the pleasures of taste without swallowing and digesting, by chewing things and spitting them out again. Imagine food that way, just wanting to chew it for the taste, but then spitting it out again. There'd be no real satisfaction and benefit. Food would not be doing what God intended it to do. And the same thing is true for our sexual appetite. Private sexual pleasure and other sins of the mind are just cheap, false substitute for the real thing. They can't deliver what God designed the sexual relationship to accomplish in the context of a loving, committed marriage. It's like chewing your food and spitting it out again. Strengthen our relationship with God through Christ. In a broken, sinful world, our only hope for real intimacy and love starts with God. Only God can know us and love us completely. Jesus said in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Similarly, in John 14:19-23, Jesus said, quote, "Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. And we will come to him and make our home with him." That's real intimacy. There's what the God-shaped vacuum in our hearts is really longing for. Christ in our life can do more for us than 1,000 sexual encounters, private or otherwise. In fact, trying to satisfy our sexual appetites is a dead end without Christ. So we keep God in our relationship to him through Christ in the forefront of our mind as we fight to stay sexually pure in a sex-saturated world. Dietrich Bonhoeffer had a telling comment about this great danger. Quote, "In our members, there is a slumbering inclination towards desire, which is both sudden and fierce. With irresistible power, desire seizes mastery over the flesh. All at once, a secret smoldering fire is kindled. The flesh burns and is inflamed. Joy in God, in course of being extinguished in us, and we seek all our joy in the creature. At this moment, God is quite unreal to us. He loses all reality, and only desire for the creature is real. Satan does not here fill us with hatred of God, but with forgetfulness of God. The lust thus arouses envelopes." Let me read that again. "The lust thus aroused envelopes the mind and will of man in deepest darkness. The powers of clear discrimination and of decision are taken from us. It is here that everything within me rises up against the word of God." The first steps towards sexual sin are not hatred for God, just forgetfulness of God. Scripture warns us of this in Romans 1:28. Quote, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." So, that was the end of that blog. So when you think about that, you know, the old age question, I want to welcome, I see Callie, Cassandra Calloway, I see you there listening. Thank you for tuning in. So when you think about that, you think about all these stuff about relationships, and I mean, it's just like what the blog says. We're living in this microwave, get it while you can society. I mean, the good old do what you feel. And you think about how that's affecting relationships today. It's like I said yesterday. That's why so many of marriages, whether they're in the church or in the world, are ending in divorce. Because like I read in the blog yesterday, and you can definitely check out yesterday's show, all of those reasons why masturbation is not of God, it all boils down to self. It breeds selfishness. It's like what I said yesterday. How is something that you do by yourself is properly preparing you for a mate? Think about that. How is that properly preparing you to be, you know, the Bible says, and the two shall become one. Well, too many people prepare their relationships to where you would think it would be, and the two shall remain two. You know, from the way it looks nowadays, it seems like the two are trying to remain two. In any marriage of that mindset where it's ego-driven and power-driven and it's, well, what's in it for me? If you go into it with that attitude whatsoever as what is in it for me, that's not going to work. Period. Bottom line. It's not going to work. I'm going to And with this, I want to read this letter. The letter is dated February the 8th, 2009. Dear God, in the Women of Purpose class 2-3 weeks ago, I said that I didn't want you to hold back what you have for me to do. As I talked about it, I understand that living the Christian life is all about constantly getting pruned. I want you to continue to do just that. There is one area in my life that both you and I know that I haven't given to you. I have been dealing with this area since I was 5-6 years old. It's time for me to allow you to loose Satan's power over this area of my life once and for all. So I hereby give you my sexuality because I have had it for long enough. Anything that man tries to handle on his own will always fail, which is why I am still dealing with this. I hereby denounce Satan's plan for my sexuality in Jesus' name. I hereby break all past, present, and future ties that Satan has to my sexuality in Jesus' name. I hereby declare that I will be made whole in Jesus' name. I need to trust you with my whole heart, but the only way to do that is to give you my whole heart. And that's just the bottom line. And you're like, well, who wrote that letter? That would be yours truly. That's what you got to be willing to do. You got to be willing to give it all to him. You can't hold back. I mean, so many issues that people probably have, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, whether it's sexual issues, they can affect your life, period, bottom line. They can affect you. And you can't shout over it. You can't do just church works over it. A six-figure income ain't gonna fix it. A Benz ain't gonna fix it. It's nothing more. It's nothing more than doing what 1 John 1 and 10 says. Oh, wait a minute, sorry. 1 John 1 and 9, I'm sorry. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me read that again. That's 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It says, if we confess our sins. Like I said, not shout over it. Now, you can, you know, we have our time where we go to the Lord, we go to the altar, and we get saved. But you got to understand, it can't stop there. There's a purging, there's a growing. You know, you start off as a baby in Christ, and then you grow. And we strive towards perfection. Will you ever be perfect? No, but you strive towards perfection. What you don't want is for God to hold back. Because if we hold back, He's going to hold back. That's the bottom line. See, we can't play the game of, you know, reading the Bible and we just do what we like. You know, we just follow the parts of the Bible that we like. Or say to God, okay, God, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that, but this I'm going to keep to myself. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. We got to be willing to give all of us to Him. All of us. Not keep something to ourselves, not for us to say, okay, Lord, I got this. I don't need you on this side of my life. I got this one. No, we have to confess, not most, not some, 99.9999%, but confess all. Because I knew that was the last thing that I was holding on to. And like I said, the date of the letter was February 8, 2009. I mean, that was way before Thoughts for Vision was even thought of. I knew that was the one thing that I was holding on to that I had to give up to Him. So whatever issue that is in your life, it may not be this issue. This may not be your issue. But you just may have something that you're holding on to that you're holding back on Him. But like I said, as you hold back on Him, He's going to hold back on you. So if you really love God, know that you can trust Him with all of you. Okay? With that, that ends the show for today. What can I say? With this issue, do what you will with it. I'm just telling you from experience. You got to be willing to give all of yourself to God. Okay? With that, thank you for listening. Callie, I saw.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister. I am before you live. I want to say hi to guests 1441 and Madison Media Radio in the chat room. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Like I said, it just put it on my heart. I mean, the same as he did 3 years ago to talk about this subject, he just put it on my heart again to replay this, what we know is still a very taboo topic, especially in the church. You know, some people, you know, and some I've been taught as well about masturbation, you know. You know, what is it? Is it self-exploration or is it something totally, totally different? Well, as you heard in these replays, and if you missed Tuesday's show, I welcome you to go back and check that out in the archives. Or if you missed any part of this show today, once again, go back in the archives. But I think it's been proven again this week what masturbation really is. And two key words, definitely if you go back to listen to Tuesday's show, the key words, the key main problems to me with masturbation, and it's been proven Bible-wise, is the areas, it touches on the areas of selfishness and lack of self-control. Now, you got so many things that you can see. Either you can see it or you cannot. There are so many ways in which you can see signs of selfishness and lack of self-control. This is just one of them. I mean, you know, we did it and bought the T-shirt, right, that it was, you know, they say it's self-exploration, it's getting to know your bodies. But what is it really? Is it really helping you in the long run? And it's been proven for me that it's not. It's not. It's not. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. That's the problem with it. It all chalks up to being a form of selfishness and lack of self-control. And as we remember, self-control, as I talked about, well, we played on Tuesday, is one of the fruits of the Spirit. There's so many ways, like I said, that we can display lack of self-control and selfishness. And this is just one of many. It's something that I had to find out and deal with for myself. You know, I mean, I only know because I did it. And I welcome you to check out the two blogs. I posted them in the chat room. You're welcome to, hopefully, if you're listening, you can get to the chat room real quick before the show is over. I'll leave the chat room up, but I'll read it, of course, as well for you to listen on air. The two blogs that I read from on this show, and it's by Pastor Brad, that's B-R-A-D, last name is Bigney, that's B-I-G-N-E-Y, and the title of the two blogs, and it's like a part one, part two blog. One is called "So What About Masturbation?" Another one is "Masturbation, So What's the Way?" And you can check that out. You can go to www.biblicalcounselingcoalition.org. And from there, you can hit the link saying blog, and you can search, you can put it in the search box that's on the page, and you can type in those titles. Once again, the titles are, So What About Masturbation? And Masturbation, So What's the Way Out? Those are the two blogs that I read from doing these shows. And once again, that is by Pastor Brad, that's B-R-A-D, Big Knee, that's B-I-G-N-E-Y. Once again, go to the website, www.biblicalcounselingcoalition.org. And like I said, you can search the title for the blog. But that's the main two problems. That's the main two problems, selfishness and lack of self-control. Now, once again, I say, do what you will with this information. Do what you will. But it's nothing but a hindrance. It's nothing but a hindrance, and it will keep you bound. I mean, make any excuses you want to make for it, but it will keep you bound. Period, bottom line, and it will keep you from God's best, from God's best. You know, whether that be a mate or a career or, it doesn't matter. Anything, and really not just this issue, I mean anything in your life that where you feel like it's making you selfish or it's making you go out of control. I mean, not just this issue. You can think of it's different things in your life where you can be out of control, and that's something for you to really look at and deal with, because it just may be keeping you from God's best. God, as I constantly say, God has a plan and a purpose for your life, but you got to be open and willing. You got to be open and willing to do what you have to do to have that come to pass. And we got to be willing to give it all to Him, all of it. Picking what we want to give to Him, and we try to deal the rest with it, try to deal with the rest ourselves. No, you got to be willing to give it all. Give it all to Him. Give it all to Him. And with that, that is it. Hope you, like I said, I know this wasn't an easy two shows to listen to, but something that, like I said, this was 3 years ago when I initially did this topic. But like I said, just like He led me to do it 3 years ago, He led me to repeat it this week. And hopefully by me repeating it again, hopefully I just assume it helped someone out there. Because there's someone here that's struggling and may not be able to really piece together. Well, I hope this show did just that for you. And like I said, there's so many other ways in which you may be displaying some form of selfishness, some form of out of control, being out of control. I mean, there's so many things for you to really take that evaluation on and really look deeply into your life and what's going on. And then ask God to help you with it. If you see it as a problem, then ask God for His help. I mean, you have not because you ask not. God wants you to ask for His help. Ask for His direction. Ask for His guidance. He wants you to ask him for help. Because that's what he's there for. And he will direct and guide you as he sees fit to help you. But you got to ask. You really got to ask for the help. You can't dwindle your thumbs, or you can't fix everything yourself. You can try, but as usual, we make a mess of things. We try to do it ourselves. So seek God in any and every area of your life. Seek God in any and every area of your life. With that, that's my time today. Thank you for listening. Hopefully the replay of these two shows helped you out there with this particular issue. But like I said, search yourself. Examine yourself. If you want God's best in your life, you got to be willing to do that. Examine yourself. And give it all to him. Give to him what's not going right in your life, what you're struggling with. And he will give you an abundant life. That abundant life that we all search for and hope for. And he will do just that. He will give you, John 10:10 says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but this is Jesus talking. He said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. And that's what he wants to do. If you want that abundant life, give your life over to God. Okay? With that, that's all I have to say today. Thank you for tuning in this week. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful rest of the week. And I will see you on the radio Sunday, of course, on Sundays. Tune in to the Caliwood Media Network on Sundays at 1:30 by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. Take care and God bless.